All right, we are plugged in and ready to rock and roll. It's the Kraz Files podcast with Adam on Friday here in Sydney, Australia. And joining me is author and researcher Janice Barcello. And Janice is popping on today to chat about her incredible book, Birth Trauma and the Dark Side of Modern Medicine. We covered this many times, you know, when we talked about the book when it first came out. It's such a brave and incredible book and so important, and it's just more relevant now than ever. And that did really well on my YouTube channel, but that got deleted. So I just want to sort of rediscover the book today, get Janice to cover all the important points. We want to promote her work and book and let our listeners out there know how they can get this, because Janice has had very hard times with the book and Amazon and banning it and stuff like that. So we like to work here and promote this kind of incredible work that Janice has done. And it really is an amazing book, indeed. And all those years ago, Janice will let us know when it actually came out. And it's still going so strong. And as I said, looking at the, you know, what's happening now, and, you know, a lot of people needing to enter the medical system, for example, you know, a lot around who have had these COVID shots and stuff, not feeling well going in, it ain't a place I'm going. So we really promote here, you know, looking after yourself, sort of being your own doctor and working it out for yourself and learning and researching and staying away from this medical system. But Janice has done a momentous work here looking at, you know, birth trauma and all of this. And it's going to be great just to go over all the points today and promote Janice's work. Everything's up on my website, kraz.files.com. Enjoy. All the links are up there as well to Telegram and everyone, BitChute, Brighteon and those. So follow us over there and contact me anytime. Thanks to the members. You guys are awesome. Big website, and it's good to have it up and running after all these years. Started back in 2015. And so it's been a crazy journey. Janice, you've been through lots of moves and things, and had a few little injuries lately, but you're back on the saddle and on the podcast with me and doing okay, and that's good as we move forward. We wanted to, of course, chat about birth trauma today, and also your new radio show as well, which is very exciting, and that's just started. And I'll just tell the Telegram listeners, Janice has jumped in there, so she'll be adding any important and relevant links anyway into there that guys need to know, because there's some important webinars coming up and all sorts of things. And I'll put all of Janice's links in the podcast description. Look for it on BitChute channel as well. Everything going okay in your neck of the woods, Janice? And start us off on the this incredible book. And I guess we'll begin on how the book's going, and you mentioned on at one of our last chats just on our Skype that it's really going well, and that's fantastic to see. But how are you?
I'm okay. You know, I've been through the ringer a number of times, and anyway, yeah. So they banned all my books. Amazon banned the books from being printed and sold in February of this year. So it has taken me a number of months to actually find a printer that's willing to print the material. The material is obviously extremely controversial, and, you know, it's whistleblowing kind of material in a big way, and exposes the demons that are behind this. And I name them, I name the cult, and I name the fact that they're Jews. So I did finally find a printer that's going to print the books, and I had a donor come forward and donate money to have 100 copies printed. So they are in the works right now for the birth trauma book, and I'm guessing sometime around 8/8 that I'll be able to start distributing the 100 copies to the first people that order them, because I do think they're going to go very fast. People have been waiting for this book. As soon as people find out a book is banned, you know, everybody wants one all of a sudden. So I've got a list of people that are waiting for this book, and I think 100 copies are going to go fast. The other great news is that I had a publisher come forward last week and say that they're willing to publish all of my books. And of course, they do all the promotion and all the important things that need to get done with the publication of a book. So that's exciting. It's a little challenging for me financially to come up with the fees that are associated with the publishing. But I think that I'll be able to do it somehow, because the information I've gathered in my books is critically important for people to understand. I've written three books. One's on birth trauma. One is on the topic of ultrasound and non-ionizing radiation. Ultrasound is radiation, of course. And then the last book is about wireless devices, and that's also non-ionizing radiation. And we've got some serious stuff happening on the Earth right now that really is an existential threat to all life forms. We need to get on it. And with respect to the birth trauma book, it is my opinion that all of us are, you know, the primary goal in life is to seek higher and higher levels of consciousness and ways of being, and to get closer and closer to walking this earth as the embodiment of the divine and in accordance with, you know, the divine plan of what we were intended to be prior to all of this interference. And so because so many people are going to be infertile as a result of the radiation exposure, it's never been more important for the people who still can have children to become aware of the impact that interference from the medical establishment will have on their children and also on their families, on the well-being of their marital relationship and on the well-being of their entire family bond. But we need to understand the importance of bringing in quality children with a higher level of consciousness than what we've been doing, because what we've been doing is, you know, really very supportive of the dark agenda. We don't realize it, but this is what most people are doing, and their children are badly damaged. And this is why we have 1 in 30 children in the United States autistic. 1 in 30 children. Now, in 1970, we didn't even know what autism was. And then they introduced ultrasound, didn't they? And then they started gathering numbers on the autism epidemic. And it's since been the 1970s that autism keeps going up and up and up. And of course, there was the introduction of dozens of vaccinations in the late 80s. Which contributed to the problem. And then there was the introduction of the cell phones and the towers everywhere and the Wi-Fi in everybody's home. So yeah, we've got extremely damaged children. And of course, there's less and less of them every year since 1970. The birth rate has been collapsing for the past 50 years. And is now, you know, I mean, we're at a state in America anyway where we're at the lowest birth rate that's ever been since they started taking measurements in 1909. And it's especially bad in terms of infertility. I just did a webinar on what's really causing infertility and what we can do about it. I mean, for the young people between 15 and 30, things are not looking good right now in terms of their fertility. So if we don't get on this stuff that I have written about and that I constantly, I feel like I'm preaching seriously, like this is a ministry that is wanting to come through me to reach people's consciousness and help them snap out of the mind control that they've been under for decades, because the children are suffering. The young people are suffering and they are in danger. And in fact, all living things are in danger because of what we are doing and what we have allowed. So we have to get on this. And it seems like the universe is supporting this idea of ministering, this idea of preaching to a larger audience, because the radio show that I started last week on Saturday at 1 p.m. with Republic Broadcasting Network, it was really well received. You know, I had a lot of pretty good participation in terms of callers and asking questions. And I got totally derailed from what I was going to talk about and got onto the radiation issue. So it was nice to have a caller participation on a live show and to be seeing that there's a lot of people out there that are interested in this topic and that want to know more and that care about making changes in their lives. And this, of course, includes the birth trauma issue. It includes how we're conceiving our children, how we're gestating our children, allowing the medical establishment into our pregnancies, allowing our babies to be exposed to ultrasound while they are developing in the womb, almost ensuring that they will have genetic damage from the radiation. All of this needs to be addressed. And then you walk into a hospital, which of course is a Luciferian temple of the occult, 100%. And everything that they are doing to pregnant mothers and their children, and of course fathers have to stand there and observe their babies and their beloved being abused by the medical establishment, but everything they're doing is harmful. Every single intervention causes harm. There is no medical intervention during pregnancy and birth that is not harmful and that does not have the potential to create havoc in the bodies of the incoming children and, of course, in the consciousness of both the children and their parents. It's all about mind control. Step by step by step, everything they do is for purposes of mind control. And it's what we call trauma-based mind control, inflicting maximum amounts of trauma and the use of drugs to alter perception to induce mind control. And with babies, they're trying to induce dissociation. Do you know what dissociation is, Adam?
It'd be sort of like with the bond with the mother. That's what it sort of seems like to me, the bond with the mother when they first arrive and all of this. This is kind of happening with the mask wearing as well, with the mothers, that the babies can't get the smile from the mum of everything or anything. There's that part of it as well. But I guess that they're trying to cut that connection right when they first enter.
Well, dissociation is when the spirit leaves the body because there's too much trauma occurring. And it's what they are when they are going through the process of mind controlling somebody. They are seeking to get them to dissociate, because once they dissociate, alter personalities can be called into the body. And the brain can be split into compartments, like memories can be compartmentalized and people can be programmed. For example, somebody can be programmed to become an assassin, and that will be one part of their that will be one personality, and the other parts of their personalities will not know about that part. That's what dissociation is. It's actually when so much trauma has occurred, so much physical violence and betrayal and violation, that the spirit leaves the body and leaves the body open to possession, basically.
You mean and like this is happening in the mother?
It's happening to the mothers. It's happening to the babies.
The babies as well.
For the babies in the womb. I read one, this is in my ultrasound book, I read one interview with a 2.5-year-old child. She was being asked, what's it like, you know, what was it like to be in the womb? And she said, there was very loud thunder, and I had to get away from the thunder. I was very afraid. I had to get away from the thunder, so I went up in the clouds, and then the thunder went away. Now, of course, the people interviewing this child, including her mother, have no idea what she's talking about. But what she is talking about is ultrasound, the horrific noise that is, you know, recorded at 120 decibels in the womb, which is the same as being in a subway when the trains are coming in, or standing next to a jackhammer when it's in use. Okay, the horrific noise, horrifying, terrifying sound of the ultrasound caused this baby to go up in the clouds, meaning she left her body. And you'll hear victims of trauma-based mind control often talking about this kind of thing, where they leave and they float up and out of their bodies. And they can see what's being done to their bodies, but they're not feeling it. The body, of course, remembers all of it and carries every aspect of this trauma. But the mind doesn't. And this is in large part because of dissociation and also because of our tendency to be willing to repress memories that are so painful, especially if we're being abused by a parent, for example, you know, somebody that's supposed to love us. Yeah, I just saw a picture of a child being held down by its mother, screaming during vaccination. And the picture, of course, it's clear to me that the mother should be arrested. But unfortunately, this mother is not going to be arrested, number one. Number two, she's probably a victim of mind control. And is willing to, therefore, sacrifice her child to the dark side, which is what she's done by allowing the child to be injected with extremely horrifying materials that are designed to enslave that child, to mutate the child's genes, to make the child sick, and ultimately to kill that child. This is what's happening. So dissociation is, I don't know how I got onto the topic of dissociation.
No, very interesting. Yeah.
But to point out that this is what they're trying to achieve through the use of their drugs and the use of the extreme violence that's happening during pregnancy and hospital birth. They're trying to get the babies to dissociate, and they're trying also to get the mothers to be placed, you know, in a trauma-induced trance. The mothers are also mind-controlled, and the fathers are too, for the most part. You get mothers saying, I want to do a home birth, and the fathers are like, no way, it's not safe, you know, because the fathers are under mind control. And these are the same fathers, at least in the United States, that, you know, they've been strapped to a torture board called a circumstraint when they were less than 48 hours old and had the most sensitive part of their penis cut off for no medical reason whatsoever. And without any anesthetic at all. And of course, a lot of these babies, babies that can dissociate, do dissociate during circumcision because the trauma is so extreme.
This is more Jewish, ritualistic, satanic stuff going on in hospitals, in Western hospitals, cutting the sensitive part of the penis off, as you said, for absolutely no medical reason and no science or data behind to support any of it. And parents are just saying, here you go. It's an incredible practice.
It is. You know, there's an amazing quote in my birth trauma book by a man called Mike Hockney, I think his name is, where he makes it very clear that circumcision is the way Lucifer gets his mark on the children. It's the mark of the beast. Meaning, when you have a group of people saying to you that the Creator did something wrong, that the foreskin needs to be cut off, like they're going to make it better than the Creator made it, and they're going to make up all kinds of bullshit, which they have for decades, about how cutting off the foreskin is cleaner, how it prevents sexually transmitted diseases when you cut it off, which, of course, is a Luciferian reversal. Mike Hockney makes it very clear that when you say the Creator made a mistake and we're going to fix this and make it better, this is an insult to God. And it implies that the Creator is not the Creator. The Creator is imperfect, and that the design of humanity is imperfect. And somehow these Luciferians are going to fix it with all of their technologies, all of their drugs, all of their surgical mutilation and alteration. They'll fix everything for us. And you got parents in the United States, you know, going, okay, go ahead. Cut off my son's foreskin without asking a single question. So, but this is a prime example of babies dissociating, okay, is during circumcision. All of a sudden, you know, you'll hear sounds coming out of an infant, the likes of which you'll never hear anywhere else ever again if you are witness to a circumcision, which you can be by going to YouTube and watching a video of a circumcision, you know, of a circumcision happening in a hospital. Listen to the tortured screams, and you will immediately know you are encountering satanic evil. You will feel it. You will know it. You will be sick to the core of your being, and you yourself may dissociate just from a video of watching what they're doing to thousands of babies in the United States every single day in American hospitals. Keeping in mind that the United States and Israel are the only two countries that do this to infants on a regular basis. And the only reason it is happening in the U.S. is because of the Jews, because of the Jewish takeover of this country and the Jewish takeover of the medical establishment. It never, ever would have happened here without their presence.
It's not really common here with the boys. Most of them have it left on, you know. I'm not saying it doesn't happen. It does. I'm just saying it's not a common thing here in Australia, you know.
That's good. People will say, well, you know, the Muslims do it too. Well, you know what? The Muslims have a lot more class because at least they're not doing it to infants. You know, it's never okay to genitally mutilate a child, ever. But at least the Muslims wait till they're older. At least the Muslims wait until they've had a chance to develop a healthy neurological system and a healthy bond with their parents. Not so with the Jews. No, they're going to cut it off right at the beginning so that this child is, you know, stunted emotionally, psychically, spiritually. The ability of that child to ever trust its parents is done after the circumcision. It's over. Because that boy knows beyond a shadow of a doubt that his parents will not protect him.
Oh, geez. And then this, this as well, I'm wondering, Janice, with, behavioral problems, maybe boys growing up tending to be more violence, tend to be more violence possibly, into pornographic.
Yeah. I do think that that's the case. I mean, we've seen, I don't know if you ever saw the interview with Ted Bundy, who was a mass murderer, but he talks about pornography being a very strong influence on him becoming a mass murderer and the kind of sexual violence that he engaged in prior to the murder of the women that he murdered. And with the boys, the boys that are circumcised, their life is beginning with sexual violence. You see, the wiring for love and bonding has been crossed with betrayal and abandonment and extreme genital violence, genital torture. And it's a satanic ritual. This is satanic ritual abuse.
Sorry there, folks. I'm just going to continue, Janice, okay? Phone dropped out on me. I was just talking about the incredible trauma. If you were to look at young boys, and I was asking you about how this may affect their later lives, as in being more prone to violence, because of that violence that happened to them when they were in their hospital, but also, as you mentioned, not being able to trust your own parents when you're coming into this earth realm. These children are under such attack, even in utero, from ultrasound, technology, and the mothers now getting flu shots and COVID jabs, and all this stuff. And these, say, a little boy is coming into this hospital realm, and there's just so much to look at. But this circumcision, as you mentioned, the child screaming and the type of pitch in the scream, and the disassociation. I was just also mentioning, I don't have it in front of me, of course, but you may be able to talk about a little bit. And what I was reading, it was definitely a few years ago, it was a study, maybe from Italy, they were talking about the highest country in the world that performs the caesareans, that these children are more prone to violence as well. And I'm not sure if that's true. It was just a study I remember picking up ages ago. But the boys, for example, coming in and not being protected by their own fathers, for example, Janice, being subjected to torture with this circumcision practice, and just how this may affect their, them later on in life as a boy going to primary school and high school, and how they're going to see women. And I think, violent pornography and things like this might ensnare them and trap them. So it's a really terrible process from get-go, isn't it?
Pornography is trapping a whole lot of them. And I just did a webinar on pornography recently. And I've got a webinar coming up on the sexualization of children. So there's a lot going on with what you just said, Adam. But there's so many things I want to say whenever you talk, because you bring up so many important points. I want to clarify with dissociation so that people understand where the violence is coming from, okay? When a living thing is under threat, okay, there's basically three ways we can deal with this. We can fight, we can flee, or we can freeze. Those are the three ways that we deal with trauma. And since, you'll see in the wild when an animal is under threat, sometimes they will play dead, what they call the play dead response. Okay, that's the freeze response. Don't move. Mice do this. They will freeze and play like they'll play dead to get the cats to stop playing with them. You know what I mean? So that's what babies do too. They they freeze. It's a freeze response. It's an automatic neurological response that happens under extreme threat. Babies can't fight, especially babies that are strapped. Their arms are strapped. Their legs are strapped. All they can do is move their head back and forth. Sometimes they have a gag shoved down their throat, but they're choking on their screams. This is how fucking sick, excuse my mouth, the situation is in hospitals. Okay, so they can't fight, they can't flee. So they freeze and they dissociate. And of course, the intensity of this trauma means that the reptilian brain, the brain that controls our breathing, our heart rate, the things that we don't think about, okay? The reptilian brain is going to be hypervigilant to threat because of what happened early in life. And it's going to be overactive in these boys, which means the cortex, the part of the brain that will stop you and say, is it appropriate for me to get violent right now? And, you know, you think about it and you analyze things. That part of the brain isn't going to be functioning properly because the reptilian brain is overloaded with terror. And I think most of the people on the earth right now are in that place. They are walking reptilian brain people. They're terrified and just waiting for the next thing that's going to happen, the next horrible thing that will happen to them. And this is an imprinting that's happening very early in life. This cult imprints us with this sense that there's nothing in this world that's safe. We will never be safe. Okay, so our reptilian brains are overactive. And if we don't have a properly functioning cortex, guess what? Whenever there's a perception of threat, it's going to be neurologically off to the races and these kids are going to get violent. Not to mention, they are being bombarded with frequencies from parental use of wireless devices that also induce extreme stress and trauma where the brain, it actually, these frequencies destroy the cortex, particularly cell phones. This is extremely well documented in my books, both my ultrasound book and my radiation book, about what this is doing to the cortex, to the prefrontal cortex, which is the part of our brain that allows us to analyze and rationalize and think through things. And of course, this is also the part of the brain that is destroyed through pornography. When people watch pornography, they develop brain damage. The whole chemical composition of their neurology changes because they're whacking off and ejaculating repeatedly to images on a screen. So all of the chemicals in their system are changing and deforming, literally erototoxins, we call them, completely changing the shape and structure of the brain of a porn addict. So these porn addicts develop what's called hypofrontality, means their frontal cortex not functioning properly. It means they don't know how to put the brakes on when they're addicted. They could be in one room with their boss in the next cubicle and they can't put the brakes on to not watch porn because they've lost the ability to have a properly functioning cortex, the prefrontal cortex. So porn addicts get into trouble with their beloved. They're going to get caught because once you're at a certain point, you can't stop. And once you reach another point, you're going to look for harder and harder stuff, more disgusting stuff. And this is why we have so many porn addicts now becoming attracted to men with breast implants dressing as women. And, you know, otherwise heterosexual men are really now developing an attraction to transgender men. And let me say, trans is the alter personality from dissociation. It is one of the alter personalities that comes in to the bodies of people as a result of dissociation. That's what transgenderism is. It's an alter personality. Nobody is born in the wrong body. That's not how life works. But you can certainly have things coming into your body because you've been so traumatized. And you can certainly develop alter personalities because you've been so traumatized. And I'm here to, with my bullhorn from the pulpit, saying all of this trauma is starting in the womb, thanks to the medical establishment. And guess what? It's starting even before that with the way that we're conceiving our children. So what am I talking about? Well, what I'm talking about is we have been mind-controlled sexually. For example, we've been mind-controlled to believe that we should seek after orgasm, like multiple orgasms, having multiple different partners and as many orgasms as possible. This is all great. And this is what the Creator designed. This is healthy and good for us to have orgasm after orgasm after orgasm. And most of the people on the earth believe this. And they behave accordingly. And if they don't get the sex that they want, then they'll cheat on their beloved or get divorced. Because the goal in the in these people's minds has not, you know, it's shifted from caring about creating an enduring love bond with one person, enduring family love, which is really what our hearts need. We have completely shifted away from that thanks to this cult that has programmed us through the media, through music videos, through pornography, and through everything that they control. The school system big time through sex ed. Okay. We now seek the orgasm. The orgasm has become a substitute for enduring human love. And of course, children now, this is why we have to talk about the sexualization of children, because they're going after the 2 and 3 year olds in preschool, teaching them about masturbation, teaching them about transgenderism, having them go to libraries where these freaks, these satanic freaks, are reading stories to them about transgenderism and homosexuality. None of which is natural, none of which is part of the Creator's design. Homosexuality is 100% the result of sexual abuse early in life. I don't care what people say. I don't care if people who are homosexuals will say, I'm making this up. I'm not. They may not remember the abuse. But people are not born wanting to stick their penis into an anus. You don't want, you know, it's not normal to want to put one of your body parts in a place where excrement comes out. That is not normal. There's something that's happened to your mind that has made you have a compulsion to want to do that. And the only way that that programming can happen is in early life, and these children are raped. Judaism is filled with child abuse. I mean, from start to finish, from the circumcision trauma to the blood sucking, these vampires suck the blood off the mutilated penis. Because it's so sick, it's so dark, it's just unfathomable that we have lived side by side with these creatures and not come to the conclusion that we should not be coexisting with them, that they should not be part of our reality, that there's something fundamentally and innately wrong with them to be conjuring up this kind of evil filth. And there's story after story that comes out of the Jewish community about these children, particularly boys, being raped in early life in the, you know, in these bath spas that the adult men go to. And it's in their Talmud that, yes, it's okay to have sex with a three-year-old girl. You can marry a three-year-old as a Jew. And yes, it's okay to sodomize a nine-year-old. But they're sodomizing children much earlier than this. When I did my porn lecture at the Free Your Mind conference, I went deep into this topic of sodomy and how anal sex is a fundamental component of the Luciferian world. And this is how they think that they're going to take over the world, is by getting people to participate in anal sex and stop having normal intercourse to make children. They want to control the incoming children in terms of creating them in labs. Artificial reproductive technologies is 100% satanic. Also from start to finish, everything, every aspect of what they're doing with artificial reproductive technologies is satanic and is extremely traumatizing. And it's extreme abuse, including to the embryos that they create. And that sometimes they leave frozen in suspended animation. The whole, and of course, in Israel, they encourage IVF. And they'll pay for women to have multiple IVF children to keep going back for more and more IVF treatments, so they can have babies that are made in a lab. Because we don't want any babies made in love if we're trying to create a Luciferian world, see? We want all the babies to be created through the dark side.
Transhumanism.
Yeah.
That's where they're going.
100%. But it's, you know, and it's also, we ourselves have contributed to creating children through the dark side. For example, if we have pornographic thoughts during conception. You know, in my talk on pornography, I speak about the fact that they gather on the set before they start filming, and they do satanic rituals before they film to call demons onto the set, so the demons will be unleashed into people's lives when they watch the films. Okay, so now you've watched the films and you've watched the films and you've watched the films, and you can't have sex without conjuring up one of these incubi or succubi that you've observed in the film. And of course, you call this demon into the space while you're having sex with your beloved. And guess who's coming into that conception and influencing your incoming baby? Well, here's another reason for porn addiction. We have children. You know, I in my talk on porn, which was about 2 weeks ago, you know, we have a story of a six-year-old addicted to porn. And his mother, when she realizes it, you know, she's like hysterical and doesn't know how this could possibly have happened. And this child says, I have voices in my head telling me to keep looking. And I can't control the voices. So he's surrounded by demons. Without question. All the children are. And frankly, you hand your child a cell phone and you're inviting demons into their life.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's demons coming in on these waves, these wireless waves. That's what they're for. That's what this whole grid is for. To lock people down in a Luciferian grid.
This we talked about this as well, to these 5G and all these frequencies they're creating to possibly create a more permanent residence for these demons to be among us.
100%.
To be always here anyway, and every time you turn on the devices. Maybe if you go back through the 80s, the 60s, you know, just wasn't like now. It's just everywhere. It's everywhere. It's absolutely everywhere, this stuff. There's hardly any escape. It's incredible. And every kid's on these devices. And I always say that if you allow your kids to have these phones or watch, you know, YouTube or things unattended, they're being stalked.
Yeah, 100%.
By these entities. And they know when they're alone. They know how to get in and out, and it's there. People just can't see it, but it's true. They're there. And you give your kid or young boy a smartphone,
yep.
You know, then that they're easy meat.
Yeah, exactly. These children are also being stalked through the baby monitors. Of course, yes. These baby monitors are easily hacked, and then they start talking to the babies through the baby monitor.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah, seen that too. Yeah.
About this. So anything wireless around your children is a big mistake. Of course, if you don't want your children to use these devices, you yourself have to muster up the courage to break free yourself. You know, we got to walk our talk, all of us, if we want to protect our children. We can't allow ourselves to be participating in it either. Not easy. I know. It's really hard.
Well, it's inversion, isn't it? I did talk a bit about a British film, like a documentary that was made called Porn on the Brain.
Yeah.
And it was on, I did see it, it came out a while ago. It was a British guy, he was a dad, and he was an editor at one of those booby magazines, you know, like the silly magazines where they got all sports and things like that. And he just started wondering even what effect any of this has on children and his own children, and he started looking into it, and like us and you, he was horrified because he didn't think that pornography really meant that much, and then he ended up making a film on it, and you know how when people watch it, it also hits those areas of the brain that's that get you addicted, you know, like gambling and things like that, but very powerful. And what was really horrific is when he went into high schools. And he was talking to all the students, the girls and the boys in the high schools, and he was asking them if they watched it, and they all did. And he asked them, what would you say to all the kids, you know, and he got them separately. He asked them, what would be the most, like the most sort of sexual act that you see saturated in the movies? What would it be? And they all said anal sex.
Yeah.
All of them said that's what is saturated through what they see. And incredibly, they said, he said they're watching bestiality, animal sex and everything as well. And he said, where are you kids getting this? And they all said Facebook, mostly Facebook, you know. And I'm like, what on earth? But there you go. But there you go. It's inversion. Huh? And it's not just the homosexual men with the anal sex and everything. They're through the pornography and the movies and the... And as you said, the film clips and music videos and everything, they've completely tried to normalize this as it's the normal way to have sex now. that is just, you know, it's anal. So that has really pushed over the years, unbelievably, and all the content out there till the sad point where teenage boys think that that's normal and okay to try and get a girl to do on a first date. And there was actually an article here an actual article came out from here, Janice, where a young girl, 14 or 15, I think it was anally raped, gang raped at a party. This is in Australia. And she's ruined for life. She's got to wear one of those bags inside her, you know. And this is what happened. And the boys did that to her at a party. And it's just like, oh, my goodness me. So this is a subject that no one wants to touch. And no one touches it that this pornography is creating a vicious behavior with young boys in society. You know, and the way that they look at girls and everything, and it's making them more violent. It's turning them into violent predators.
Yes, it is.
And this is what's happening, and no one wants to say, what's this stuff doing on our computers? Why can't the governments, you know, ban it and stop it or something? But no one wants to mention anything, any part of it as to why all the sexual abuse is going up, especially with young boys are trying to molest really young girls now and getting really violent, and that's just kept out of the picture, you know.
I really encourage people to go to my website at birthofanewearth.com and purchase the recording of the pornography. It was like a 2.5-hour webinar, packed information about what you're talking about and what I've been talking about. And people need to understand the anus, you know. It's supposed to be a one-way only orifice. You know, it's an exit-only orifice. The skin in the anus is very sensitive, and it's not like vaginal wall that's designed to stretch and be malleable and accommodate a penis and accommodate the birth of a child and all of this. The anus is very, very sensitive and can rip and tear, and there's anal prolapses occurring in porn stars. I mean, the whole anus just falls out of the body. And, of course, you get serious illness if feces get through a tear, which is why homosexual men don't live very long, why those who are engaged in sodomy die early, because they're dealing with feces. You're dealing with human shit, and you're dealing in the realm of Luciferianism every time you do this. There's nothing normal or sensual about this. It is grotesque. It is an abomination. And that's what it's intended to be, an abomination to the Creator, an abomination to God, an insult. When you take your life-creating organ and you put it in an anus.
Yeah, inversion.
It's disgusting. It is disgusting.
It is.
It's horrifying to do this to girls and to the young girls who are being hurt in. They're in large numbers. I actually have some statistics on this in the webinar of what's happening to the girls, because they feel like they have to say yes.
Yeah, they're being pushed into it.
Yes. So, and they're getting hurt. They're being hurt. Their bodies are not meant for this. These are young girls, 10, 11 years old.
This is happening too in the pornography industry, Janice. I've been reading a lot about these stupid girls, young girls are going into this industry. And now it's so terrible, you know, they're signing these contracts, I don't know, and they're taken into these rooms where they're being gang raped. And that footage is being put up on Pornhub and all of this. And I know there's these male famous porn stars who have been arrested quite a few times as well for beating their partners and, you know, this kind of stuff. So we know that the authorities, police have been called out to some of these sets as well, where young girls have said they've been beaten and raped and everything on these sets. This is where they're going, as you mentioned before. They're making it so extreme, almost snuff-like now. And these companies like Pornhub, who are just getting away with murder, are refusing to take any of it down. And the content, as you mentioned before, the if a young boy's watching this, my goodness, and it's and then they want more and more violent content. That's and right. if you look at school situations, yeah, all the boys are watching this. They're judging the girls on what they do and don't do. And I've listened to some shows on this as well. And the girls are judged at school. And if they don't do these acts, they're made fun of and targeted on Facebook and social media, and they become suicidal. And so they feel they have to do it to fit in. And this is what they're turning our boys into, you know. Not all of them, I know. A lot of parents who listen to this and that, we teach our kids well, and I understand that. I'm just saying in general, this stuff is insidiously evil. It is a weapon. It's an actual weapon, and people aren't seeing it. They just think, oh, it's okay, it's just a bit of porno. No, it's not. So there's that part of it as well. And these, as you said, these porno sets must be very satanic and ritualistic as well. And you've got these evil male porn stars who go from scene to scene, who are getting charged with assault and beating the hell out of women and doing this on set, you know, boy.
Yeah, it's interesting because the Israelis are known to use pornography as a weapon. I don't know if you read the story about how when the Palestinians, one of their towns had been blown to bits, and whatever was left, you know, the children, the families were in the house. All they had was a couple of stations on TV, and the Israelis took over the TV station and were putting out pornography on all the stations.
Yep.
That's all that was available. Of course, the Palestinians have a morality that's similar to Christianity, maybe even more severe, you know. So it's a very big affront to these people. It should be to us as well. It's so evil.
Yeah, that's right. But how can they do it, you know, unless they create another part of the web, you know, and they put it all into one part so it's not associated with the normal worldwide internet anymore, that you have to have some code or something to get in. I don't know how they're ever going to get rid of it. It's unbelievable.
Countries like Russia are on the ball, so they've banned they've banned several porn sites. They've banned the gay shit, you know, the gay pride parades. Like, no, you're not going to be marching through the streets naked with dildos. And nope, that's not happening in Russia. Okay? So Russia...
They've just been doing that recently, Janice, haven't they? The gay pride in Canada and in the US, they go down with their penises out and there's families with children. And I was saying that on a podcast. Imagine doing that in a park or out front of a school. You'd be arrested in under 5 minutes. But it's okay because it's a gay pride event.
That's right. And you can be an abuser if you're gay, apparently. You know, you can just expose yourself.
That's okay.
Yeah, sure thing. Well, this is the nature of what's happening in the United States as a result of the takeover. And I look to Russia as a sign of what's possible because, of course, the Jews did this in Russia. They are the ones that drove the Russian Revolution, the Bolshevik Revolution, and they are the ones that really, really worked overtime to destroy Russia and the Russian people. And more than 66 million white Christian Russians were slaughtered during the Bolshevik Revolution. But now Russia has come back very, very strong from this. And interestingly enough, very, very Christian. So they've gone. I just see Russia right now as being a light in the world, moving in the right direction and saying no to the filthy shit that's happening in the United States and Australia and Canada.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So I looked to Russia. I also read the Ringing Cedars books, which I highly recommend people read to get a beautiful vision for the future and to know that the dark forces, their time is just about over. It's just about up, and we're probably at the darkest time we may ever see on the earth. But it is the darkest before the dawn. So we're going to get there.
Yeah, it is amazing, Janice, isn't it, too, that, I mean, if you took away all these devices and stuff, you know, I mean, it's all being done kind of through that, isn't it? The TV, the phones, they're using technology to get to us, to bring us down. And it's like you just sort of think to yourself, if we lost all the technology right now and was thrust back into the old days, for example, how would they be able to get to us? I mean, there are ways, I know. But, you know, it seems to me that it's all through technology now. And it's just one of those things. Every kid that goes to school, will mum and dad give them a phone because they need them to ring when they get there or after they finish to pick up. And there could be a situation that something happens and they've got that phone on them. So they've actually moved from the phones now to smartwatches, the Apple iWatches, which is being hit, that makes you a target. You're actually a target when you walk around with these devices, and this is a thing. So it's just part of people's life. It's just saturating. It's absolutely saturating. I've never seen people so hooked up and young people so hooked up on mobile devices. When, as you said before, we can hook our computers up at home, hardwire things, and we've got that. That's all we need. When I grew up, there was just one phone. You've got to ask yourself, do you even need this stuff and to use it so much? But we're in a hyper state now where kids are just embedded in these phones. And it really is surreal sometimes going out and just being out and walking about and going to the shops. People are embedded in them. No one's having conversations anymore. And especially when you see people in the masks and they're looking in their phones, it really... It's almost like I can't see humanity anymore. It's like people are being erased from existence right in front of your eyes, and poisoned and dumbed down. And they're hunched over, wiltering over, looking into these black screens. They don't even want to talk to you anymore. And, it's really crazy. It's like if you want to have a conversation with someone now, they treat you like a weirdo. Then you've got to get through their mask to even get a smile from them. Then you've got to get through the phone. There's so many barriers now. And everybody, we were talking about this on some of the last shows, that, you know, scaring everybody about a fake virus, you know, that never existed. It doesn't exist. It's not real. It's all propaganda. And making people wear masks, it really has driven a sledgehammer through societies and families and cultures where people just don't trust each other anymore. And they're still doing it now. They walk around you. I've had them pull their coats up over their face at you. They're constantly rubbing their hands with all the cleaning agents and putting their masks on, a double mask. They're going into war every time they walk into a supermarket. Everyone's going out to get them. I'm going to cough on them, you know. And so it's created this paranoid, brainwashed and mind-controlled population, absolute mind control, where they hardly even want to go outside anymore. And so they're turning to devices as well because it's always there and they're just always on them and it's the safest place to be for them as people just lose their humanity. So as you said, we're at a very dark time as well. I think this is the darkest, but I do see a way back as well. I do see a way back, and I think it will come to the point where people just won't find any more satisfaction in those phones. They've been living their life through the phones, so... You know, they're looking through the phone at this false reality on the other side, and that's not the world as it really exists. It's a matrix system. It's make-believe. It's fantasy world. It's an illusion, you know, and people have to start seeing this and go back to what really matters and the beauty that's all around us, Janice, in the world. It's all still there waiting outside for us, and we've just been swept up in all this nonsense.
I agree 100% with everything you said. I would add, Adam, that, of course, it is the wireless grid that is the key to their control system.
Yes.
It's also their Achilles heel, because I truly believe if enough people came together and put out the intention to shut this grid down, we could do this with our thought. We could do this with our intention. That's how much power humanity has to take control back. It would be done in a second. If enough of us were willing to let go and to take responsibility for shutting it down. And we have some people out there willing to set the towers on fire. And, you know, there's a growing number of people getting rid of their phones and changing over to wired, you know, so that's all good. But without their wireless grid, they have nothing, nothing. They have zero control. They will lose it all. That is the Achilles heel. Take out the wireless grid. I'm not saying take out the whole electric grid. I'm saying take out the wireless grid. Short circuit those towers with your mind, with your thought, with your will. And if enough of us did this at the same time with the same purpose, we would do it. They would sure, we could deal a fatal blow to these towers. With our thought, we don't have to be, you know, out there setting fires or anything. I mean, that's okay. I don't mind if people do that either, except that other things might die. But the solution is very simple. If we want them to lose all their power, we take out the wireless grid.
Yeah.
That's it.
They the beast grid.
It is a beast grid.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Once it's blown, once it's dealt a fatal blow, there's no way they can control the earth.
That's
They're
right.
Doing it only through frequency. They're doing it through illusions being transmitted through these frequencies. And we can put a stop to it whenever we want.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's what is being done, you know. We're being blinded. You know, they're just we're forgetting who we really are here, you know, and we're being tricked and scammed.
Yeah.
You know, we don't realize our true potential and power, and it's an amazing thing. I mean, this wireless grid you mentioned, it's not been here that long. I mean, I didn't have it growing up, but we've never really needed it in our lives. It's a fairly new sort of thing, and that is there, as you said, their Achilles heel. That is there, their big one. These big towers, they're building it right now everywhere, all around us, you know. It's like a spider's web. Wi-Fi on the streets and everywhere you go now. Now they're doing smart beaches in Australia.
Yeah.
You know, so they're putting the smart tech on our beaches, and they're making it, and it's all done to protect you and, you know, giving the lifeguards better access and all. But hang on, the lifeguards have been doing it for how long? Perfectly fine. And they get paid well to keep people safe. They don't need this. Why do they need drones and all this technology for? They're just making us think that we need it when we don't, you know. And think back to when you were a kid and what kind of technology you had in the house. Nothing. I mean, you had a home phone. We didn't have mobiles. We didn't have computers, nothing. I think there was one TV in the house. And, you know, but now it's just what people have and what they're becoming used to and in their houses and what the kids are using. It's not needed. If we really think about it like that, we actually don't need it. I mean, I just need my, as you said, Janice, your computer hardwired so you can go online. A basic 3G connection's good enough. A basic home phone landline connection. So if anyone wants to contact you, you can talk. And then, you know, you got your automobile and you're shopping and you live your life. We don't need it. It's too much. It's just way, way, way too much. All of this tech that's going in, it really frustrates me.
It's a trap. You know, it's a trap.
It's a trap. That's right. That's exactly right.
Get go, and it'll keep you. It'll keep you distracted with bullshit.
Bullshit.
Bullshit. Endless amounts of it, so that you can't focus on your own spiritual awakening.
That's right. That's right.
Let go, people, let go. It's not worth it. It's so easy to get wired internet. It is so easy to do, especially if you live in a suburban area. There's things that you can do to change right now. I don't even have a land phone. I got a Skype phone number.
Yeah, good idea too. Yeah.
So people can call, leave messages on that number for me if I'm not online. They leave a message and I call them back when I am online. I'm not available 24/7.
That's right.
You know, it's that simple. So what?
People get angry if you don't answer text messages.
Well, answer when I'm available. And until then, you can get text messages on Skype, by the way.
You sure or can. You can put a little bit of credit in there if you need it.
Yeah, exactly. So there's ways to do this without needing a cell phone at all. I haven't had a phone in 4 years, a cell phone. I let mine go when I got sick in 2018. So, and I can tell you what existed then in terms of how many towers. It's just magnified by 100 in 4 years, how many towers I'm seeing across this country. And I've been across the country a number of times in the last 2 years. So, they're rolling out this grid. They're putting it up, trying to lock everybody down. This is a wireless lockdown. That's what it is.
Frequency. Oh, yeah. That's right. I think I sent you a website link where you can hone in on the 5G towers in different parts of the world. And the United States is horrifying. If you come here around here, that's not too bad. If you look at Sydney and you zoom in, it just opens up. But the U.S. is, it's everywhere. It's everywhere, 5G, yeah.
It's ridiculous. So, it's time. And I do have to get going, Adam.
Nice chatting with you today, Janice. Do you want to finish off, just mention anything, how to contact you? And also your birth trauma book is available. I'll put that up as well for the ebook, so people can just download it to their computer as well. And you said they're doing really well.
Yeah, the PDF has been selling quite well since the ban of the paperbacks. Nobody could get any paperbacks unless you want to pay, $200 or $300. That's what the book is going for right now, people who are selling copies. But anyway, the PDF is available right now. I think around 8:00, I'll have copies of the paperback for the birth trauma book, and first come, first serve to get one of those 100 copies that are coming. So you can pre-order if you want. Just go to my website, contact me if you're interested to get a copy of the birth trauma book, and I'll put you on the list to make sure you get one. Unless you want to buy the PDF right now, which you can do on my website also, and you can do that right now on my website. And please check out my radio show at Republic Broadcast Network. On Saturdays in the United States at 1 p.m. Eastern. And I'm going to be having a webinar coming up on the sexualization of children. That's coming up on August the 17th. I haven't put a separate page on that on my website. It's listed under 7 new programs for 2022. And you can sign up for that program there. Or you can get the recording of the porn webinar or the infertility webinar or the webinar I did on how to make changes in your home in terms of the radiation issue. I've got some important webinars. The recordings are available for people. So check that out on my website at birthofanewearth.com.
I'll put all those links in for the listeners as well to go on there and everything I have and your email. As we move forward, and it'll be great to connect with you again and continue our chats. And great work on your radio show. What a great way to get information out and all your research out. And I hope that goes really well because you've had so much censorship. So this is really good. And we do these, and we keep the discussion rolling, and we keep researching and moving forward, and keep getting the word out, Janice. And take care, and thanks so much for chatting today. And
yeah, it's always good to talk with you, Adam. Thank you.
It's always good. And we'll continue on the next one, folks. So take care and chat again soon.
Good night now. Bye-bye.